It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you get anxious? Do you worry all the time? I know I do, and I try and separate, especially doing this show and talking to the people that I talk to, try and separate the real worry from the OCD worry, the stuff about my kids running in the street or something terrible happening to them. And so we go through life trying to balance this very fine line of worry, and which is good worry and which is bad worry. My guest is Catherine Tristan. She's a research scientist on the faculty of Washington University School of Medicine. So, Catherine, tell us a little bit about how we can kind of decide whether our worry is real or whether it's something we've built up in our own heads.
Well, you make a good point, because that's exactly what we have to do every day. Worry isn't all bad. When it helps us to find solutions, then it's good. If it helps us prepare for a presentation, for instance, in the company, and without obsessing over it, that's a good thing. Get better in sports by practicing more, that can good. What happens is we go overboard, and we exaggerate, we obsess on our problems. Now, in my opinion, that comes because we have a natural system in our body called the psychological immune system. Just like the biological immune system is there to protect us, the psychological immune system is helping us protect us from threats. But the problem is, it was never meant to be the general. It was meant to be the soldier that conveys potential warnings. So we have to be the general. We have to be the ones to decide what we're going to pay attention to, as if thoughts were on a conveyor belt coming down the line, and we have to choose which ones to pay attention to. That's how you strike the balance.
Okay, so there are certain worries, you know, like a mother picturing her children getting hit by cars or hot food spilling on them, you know, this kind of thing. That's not really worry, is it? That's sort of like bad visions or, you know, that sort of thing, right?
Well, I think it actually is worry, because what happens is that our minds are wired in certain ways, and actually always in the background you've got an idol, like a car, but it's programmed to respond in certain ways. And if it's something kicks in, a thought kicks in, you're going to go down the path that is already how that's wired. So if you're worried about your children suddenly, it's probably because other things will cause you to worry more quickly too. It's not just the kids. Something happens, you have a headache, and then maybe suddenly you're worried about having a brain tumor. So it's a behavior pattern that you have to deal with. You have to deal with yourself.
Okay, and also I'm sure the media doesn't help. Shows like Grey's Anatomy and, you know, symptoms of this and that and certain things that you read on the internet, my goodness, you know, a little bump could be the worst thing in the world and you have 2 weeks to live. So how do you separate all of this? What do we do with the worry to make it positive for us?
Well, one of the best things we can do is to remember that scientific studies have shown that 85% of what we worry about never happens. 85%. So what we're worried about is very unlikely to happen. Now, you do have to prepare. You do have to be solution-oriented. But keeping that in mind, what you have to do is learn to, instead of thinking the worst possible thing is going to happen, which I call terribilizing, I would instead replace that with possibilizing. Now, possibilizing suggests maybe the worst thing won't happen, and instead, if something does happen, I can handle it, I can turn it around. So the way we rewire our brains is to work on our emotions and to try to change negative thought patterns into positive ones, but it takes a time to do that.
So how do you do that, change those negative thoughts? And I mean, you mentioned sports and doing well in sport. That is a good sort of worry that can make you work out harder, train harder, study harder for a test. You know, those kinds of worries, it's sort of obvious how we can turn them around and make them more positive. But how can you turn around maybe a financial worry or a health worry or your child's safety worry without being obsessive compulsive about it?
Well, one of the things to do is to arm yourself with information. The more you know about something, if it's accurate information, then the less scary it might be. There are other things are that if you want to try to rewire your brain and try to change that background idling from something that's going to immediately go to a knee-jerk reaction and go into the most extreme condition, we can learn to weigh our options, keep ourselves in perspective, compartmentalize sometimes helps. Two, choose when and what you will worry about. Write down your worries. The other things is to work on our mental baggage. A lot of us are looping around with a lot of blame and anger and guilt, and those are sort of on our autopilot type of thinking and reaction. To get to be more peaceful, we also have to deal with our negative baggage. And, for instance, blame. We try to turn that around and think of things that actually are good in your life instead of that's always wrong, this is always wrong. Anger, for instance, try to learn how to communicate better. You're going to be worried less about your the interactions that don't work out. And even like guilt, learn to try to be more forgiving, settle what you're having to deal with. But let's turn around some of those negative emotions that are triggers for our worries.
That's really great advice, because I will tell you that as people, hold on to these negative feelings and you think to yourself, well, that is not something worth worrying about. And the positive self-talk, and people think, oh, that's just a lot of malarkey, but it's really not. If you thank goodness for what you've got every day, that does help to stave off some of the other things. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, gratitude is one of the biggest things you can do. And, for most of us, we have much more than we realize, and that our problems and things that happen in our lives are difficult for us. But when we focus on what is right about our life, instead of what is wrong, what can we do instead of what we can't, and actually keep track of how much you have to be grateful for. And the one thing that's so important is before you go to bed at night, don't think about your worries. Think about the things that have happened that are good in your day. Concentrate on some nice breathing and maybe a heart-centered kind of thought of people that you love. And that lulls you into a sleep. You marinate for the night in something positive as opposed to something negative.
And when the negative jumps into those positive marinades, you're thanking God for your family, and then, or your elderly parents are still, and then all of a sudden something jumps in there that's like, but they're old and they could fall tomorrow. You know what I mean?
It's true. And the thing is, it's part of your psychological defense system. It's like, hey, don't get too complacent. What about this? What about that? This could happen. That could be a threat to them, to you, to your kids. So you constantly have to weigh what is being told to you. And you have to learn to disagree and actually present options. That's true, but this is also true, or just as likely. And if something is warning you, you actually do need to pay attention to that and be solution-oriented with some of the worries as well.
Well, I think that I'm probably nuts, because these kinds of thoughts go through my head, and learning as much about medicine as I have, probably I have that sophomore's disease anyway, thinking all the symptoms and such. So give us, in the last minute or so, Catherine, your very best advice for taking those negative thoughts and these worries and anxieties that just seem to go with everybody today. I mean, there's so much around us, the newspapers, the television. So give us your best advice. Do we stop reading the newspaper about all the gunshots and the this and that? Do we stop watching TV? Give us your best advice.
I watch very little of the news, I have to tell you. I don't focus on that. I don't let myself be exposed to that as much. But I think there are three great things that you can do, and I actually have these, if you forget about them, on my website, whyworrybook.com, so you can check it out there. Keep a positive perspective. As I said, scientific studies show 85% of what you worry about is never going to happen, so why not visualize the best happening rather than the worst? Keep your mind positive. Have those type of thoughts. It's your wild card to being more peaceful. Secondly, live.
Well, we only have about 10 seconds. We only have about 10 seconds, Catherine. Last one.
And go to bed at night peaceful. Those two things will help you enormously.
That's great information. This is Melanie Cole, and we shouldn't worry. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.